With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Cousin Sal, thanks for joining us on the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, fellas. I appreciate it.
I want to ask you about the book right out, and then we'll ask about some of the other stuff going on. What inspired you to write the book? What got you to write it?
What inspired me is, it was a combination of things. It was Bill Simmons, who I do a weekly podcast with, Guessing the NFL Lines. He had written like a 75,000-word book, and he said I could do it. And I was like, all right, I'll do like a 20th of that. And then my agent saw that he could make 10% of like $750. So that was that. So, yeah. And then I sat down, and I was like, you know what? I have like 40 stories that are kind of worth telling. I know everyone's got a short attention span. I'll make them like 5 pages each, and I think that's a book. And it turned out it was.
Kenny and I are like the only two sports talk radio show hosts in the country that don't gamble sports. Like we actually like sports. And I'm wondering, could you even fathom a world where you watched some of this stuff without having something on the line?
No, it's gotten bad over the years too, and it's I love the purity of all sports, but I feel like if I go to a game, if I'm watching a game, I have to have something on it, and it's really like it's a curse that's happened. It's like imagine if you couldn't eat hot dogs unless you had this certain condiment or spice with you at all times. Like, I'm sorry, it's great, but I gotta add this chili crunch sauce on it because it's not worth it if it isn't. So yeah, it's kind of ruined it a little bit for me, but I can't even separate the two now. So
it says in the bio of the book here, radio DJs, who are some of the radio guys you've made bets with?
Radio guys, Kevin and Bean, yeah. From LA. I'm trying to think. You know, I don't even remember their names. My cousin Jimmy was a DJ in 7 cities over 10 years and got fired from every market before he landed at K-Rock in LA. So, there was a lot of betting going back and forth.
But you've done stuff. I mean, you've been buddies with John Hamm, that's Don Draper, mm-hmm. You know, all these different guys. You've been in fantasy football leagues with these guys.
Yeah.
I know that we like to think that these celebrities are just, they're just out there. They're just completely different people altogether. But when it comes to sports fandom, do they have some of the traits of just the normal Joe Sixpack sports fan sitting at home?
Yeah, definitely. I've tried to drag Johnny Knoxville and John Hamm into a little bit of my degeneracy, and they're a little cautious because, you know, they came about amassing their wealth a certain way, and they're not as excited to part with it as I am. But, John Hamm is in our fantasy league, and the quick story about that, like, we have a league with 11 people in it, and so somebody has to go, right, because you have to have an even number. So each year, whoever wins gets to kick out one owner, if you will. So you win what, a fantasy league like in December, late December? This guy doesn't get to kick anybody out until September when we sit down for the draft. So everyone's sitting there preparing and everything else. And John Hamm was late. It was when he was not only starring in, but he directed this one episode of Mad Men. So he's running late for the draft. He's like, I apologize, I'll be there in an hour. So we wait for him. And as soon as he gets there, he orders a beer, and the guy who had won the year before kicks him out. And in typical Don Draper cool man fashion, he chugs the beer and then walks off, says, see you guys next year. And he was in the next year. He replaced the next person who was kicked out. So that's a little insight there.
Does anybody call him John, or is it always John Hamm? We've actually talked about this on air before, that it's always his first and last name.
It's funny because I know what you're saying. But no, we've graduated to Hamm. Ham or Draper, and we just throw it back at him. But now he's the Mercedes guy, right?
He had a project on Netflix that is still in my queue that I haven't watched yet. All right, what's the biggest bet you ever made?
Well, the biggest bet I ever made was betting my house. I guess. I mean, I've certainly lost a lot of football games and had tens of thousands of dollars on them. But every March, I put up my house for March Madness. And you guys don't bet, but do you fill out brackets for the pools?
Yes.
Yeah, so you know how hard it is and impossible it is to fill out a perfect bracket. And so I staked my house, and I broke the news to my wife on our way to Valentine's Day dinner. I was like, hey, I'm putting up our house for anyone who could fill out a perfect bracket. And she wept, and then she cried again at the dinner itself. But, yeah, no one even got to the third day. And in a weird way, it wasn't challenging enough for me. So I'll probably scale it back to whoever completes the first two rounds. I'm going to lose this house anyway, one way or another. So we're going to see how it gets done.
Cousin Sal, join us on the hotline. You know, when you're making wagers now, and it just has to get bigger every single year, everything has to get bigger for it to matter to you. But like for my friends, they lose $500 on a game. You know, they're worried about, you know, having to pony up and go meet somebody in a parking lot to have to handle, you know, something that they've lost. When were you in jeopardy? At what point were you like, this is not healthy, this is not smart, I've got family? I mean, what point was this something that could be crippling to you?
Why does it have to be only one point? No, it was many different times.
I should say over the last week, which is the most damaging.
I'll say this. This was an eye-opener, and it was probably the first time I hit rock bottom. I was in college, and me and my degenerate friend Harry were gambling on college basketball, and we lost. We had nothing, and we owed the local bookie, upstate New York, we owed him hundreds of dollars, which might as well have been millions because we just didn't have it. But the guy liked us, and he happened to run a rec league in town, 13-year-old basketball for boys. And he said, you guys could ref these games together. I'll pay you $6 a game. You'll work off your debt. I was like, okay, it's something. So Harry and I went, and we were reffing these games, and but we couldn't just be happy that we were getting $6 a game. We started betting each other on the games, $10, $20, $30, right, just to make it interesting. Well, it became interesting because we're making all these terrible calls that would go in our favor for the bet, right, because we're both reffing the same games. So I would call a travel. He would call a block. There would be a phantom turnover out of nowhere, you know, some charges. And the kids started getting angry, and the parents were even angrier because it was a competitive league, and they would often follow us. You know, they would follow us out of the gym, and but they could follow us as far as they wanted because we didn't have a car. So they'd get like halfway home following us. So eventually the bookie got wind of it and said that you guys are done. He fired us there. So that was an eye opener.
Sal, you were just as qualified as Tim Donaghy to rig these games. You could have been an NBA official.
Right.
Amazing.
There was no Tim Donaghy back. I mean, he was officiating, but we hadn't known. I didn't even have him to look up to. But yeah, I think he might have taken it from me and Harry.
What are some of these bizarre prop bets? I know that what Vegas limits how much you can actually put on some of these, right? Like the national anthem, you can't millions on because you could have an influence on. But what are some of the weird ones you've seen for this week?
Yeah, they don't let you get rich on any of these, and they don't really regulate. If you can't regulate it, they don't take it. Although I will say the FanDuel has put up for the first time the color of the Gatorade, which is crazy. And I'm going clear. You get like 8-1 odds for clear, which obviously includes water. We haven't seen water. I think they show mercy on either head coach this year. You know, I really haven't dive into it. The weirdest prop I ever made was Pete Townsend to shatter his guitar during the halftime performance. The Who was playing at halftime. And I thought this was a slam dunk. I said, you know, this is a guy who on a small pub in Birmingham will smash a guitar in front of like six hooligans. Of course he's going to do it in the biggest stage. And not only didn't he do it, he daintily placed it back in its rack as if it was like a Jim Brown football card rookie, you know, from the 19-foot. Like I didn't want to bend the edges. And I was like, I was so pissed off. I'm never betting on Pete Townsend again. I'll tell you that much.
Cousin Sal joining us on the show. Find him on Twitter at Cousin Sal. Jimmy Kimmel Live, the Extra Points Network. By the way, did you guys have a line on Punxsutawney Phil?
I think in the last few, I didn't have anything on it, but I want 1 year for him to come out with like a stick that says tails or something. It's like, oh my God, not only does he predict the seasons, but he's got the coin flip figured out. But yeah, they need to have a little more fun with that.
What's the prop that people want to get in on that we need to stay away from, that everybody should stay away from?
Well, I think this is going to sound crazy, but everyone's in love with Travis Kelce right now. And his receptions at 7.5 and his yards are very high. And I think the Chiefs are – their offensive line is a little in trouble. It's a very underreported story. They have two offensive linemen missing. In a way, it's the most decimated offensive line that's entered the Super Bowl. There might be a little rain down there in Tampa. So I'm betting under on all these props. I just – as a general cautionary message here, I think – a lot of these people want to bet over on the individual props, and I'm going to go under. I see a kind of a lowish scoring game.
I had a buddy from Vegas on last week who brought up the coin toss and how the coin toss is always overrated to bet on and that people should stay away from it. But they've had people who've actually sent him studies about the embroidery of the coin and how on the head side, because there's more embroidery, that means it's going to land on heads. Have you found any of that stuff? Has anybody ever sent you any of that type of thing?
They haven't, but they don't have to, because I bet heads every year, and 5 of the last 6 years it's come out tails, and I'm sticking with heads.
You got to stick.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, you have to. It'd be stupid to go the other way. Cousin right. Sal, we know we got a ton of stuff we want to talk about. We're running out of time. I know you're really good friends with Bill Simmons, and our listeners always love to rip on Bill Simmons. Is there one of those death blow type criticisms that we can run to his Twitter feed and give him that actually hurts? There has to be a criticism that actually affects him. What is that criticism?
Well, all right, you give me one of your boss, and I will do the same, and then I'll say one.
Oh, you
two,
don't
three,
need
go.
Him anymore. Come on.
That's true. No, I love Bill, and he's a dear friend. A criticism of Bill Simmons.
Only because he, you know, when we had LeBron all these years, he would obviously be such a Boston homer that he would, you know, say that, you know, LeBron was always going to leave, and of course he ended up being right, but then he came back, and it still seemed like we were getting slighted. We finally won the title, and you just can't find anything. And I listen to Bill Simmons. I do all the time, but he still tends to go after because of his affinity to Boston. So I know that at times on social media, he'll go away because people will bother him at times so much. Plus, he's too rich.
He's rich
at this point.
He's not going to see it. I don't think he's posted a while. I think he posted something about Malik Monk or something. It was the first time he's posted anything on Twitter in like 3 months. But I will say this about him. He's constantly giving me bad advice for MVP, who's going to win MVP in the NBA, and then I go and bet it, and I lose, and he has a vote. So what makes it worse is he can't bet it himself. So he's like, oh, you got to take Luka. You got to take Luka for MVP. I'm like, all right, great. I bet on Luka. They're in freaking 11th place.
Shooting 20% from three.
Whoa. Yeah. Right, exactly. But he's not even injured. He's playing decently. You know, it's a weird thing that he's out of the race already because of his team. So now he had me switch to your guy, LeBron, who is now the favorite, after all preseason saying his dark horse was Anthony Davis. I said, there's no way Anthony Davis ever wins an MVP with LeBron on that team. It just doesn't happen. And he was fighting me on it, and now he says LeBron's the pick. And LeBron is, in fact, the favorite. So, yeah, I wish he wasn't so fickle with his MVP
The book, it's called You Can't Lose Them All, Tales of a Degenerate Gambler and His Ridiculous Friends. Find it everywhere. Sal, we thank you very much for the time. All the best.
I appreciate you guys having me on. Take care.
Thank you, Sal. Cousin Sal joining us on the show from Jimmy Kimmel Live, Extra Points Network, as well as the author of You Can't Lose Them All. We'll have to find – oh, and he's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline, by the way. We'll have to find some things to come up with to bet on for the Super Bowl.
Do you want to make a wacky wager?
You want to do a hacky wacky wager?
It's a wacky wager Wednesday.
Oh God, I have tried to avoid these. This was the one thing I didn't want to do when I got
on
the radio.
Number one, there's only one way to go, Tone, and it ain't up.
But we didn't get to number one doing wacky wagers or talking about bets with other cities and their shock jocks. Like we never did that, and now I'm afraid that if we go that direction. You know what? I got to get toilet papered, and I got lemon meringue pie in the face. Hack! Just never wanted to do that.
Can we make fun of Baskin and Phelps' picture that they found for Barrett Sports?
Oh, it's terrific.
It is terrific. Thank you. 216-578-0092. All that, and yes, more sleuthing of the man LeBron got into it with the other night. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima, live on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.